apunta alto, llega más lejos.
Además, ahora financiate hasta el 100% del coste y págalo cómodamente hasta en 24 meses. Puedes ver las condiciones de financiación en el apartado de máster en grupobaugan.com.
¿Estás pensando en apuntar a tus hijos a clases de inglés después del verano? En Club Junior aprenderán inglés con el método Vaughan, muy dinámico y divertido. Recibirán una formación de calidad y con profesores de todo el mundo. Clases por edades hasta los 10 años o por niveles hasta los 17 años. Llámanos sin compromiso al 91-133-5832 o entra en nuestra página web grupobaughan.com.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher. How are you doing?
¿Quieres que un profesor Vaughan llame a tus trabajadores? Con horarios flexibles y la posibilidad de cancelar o reservar cualquier sesión dentro de la misma semana. Elige el tema de conversación que tú quieras. Una conversación telefónica con un angloparlante con el ingrediente clave del método Vaughan para empresas. Consulta condiciones en el 91-133-5831. 91-133-5831.
Are you ready to start the class?
Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio.
Welcome to the Daily Vaughan.
Hello guys and welcome to the Daily Vaughan. This is Nick and we're talking about what's going on around the world. Today guys, you will have to bear with me. You have to bear with me, it means you'll have to have patience. If I sound a bit strange, about half an hour before the class, I felt like I was going to be sick, to throw up, vomitar, to vomit. So I should be okay, but if I'm speaking a bit strange today, that is the reason why. Okay, so bear with me. It's like, if you're going to have patience, you need to have patience. Okay, so I'm not going to be my best show today, guys, but the show must go on. The show must go on. Okay, so remember, as always, guys, follow me on the Vaughan Radio application, which is free. And also follow me on Twitter. If you want to follow me on Twitter, Nacho, let them know what to do, please.
Tuiteanos, @I'mNickKit, o lo que es lo mismo, @IMNickKate.
Okay, good. So, the question for today, the first question is, to lose of something means that you don't know what's going on. You don't know what is going on. You lose of something. What is the word? Tell me either on the Vaughan application or on Twitter. Let me know. Well, it's perder la noción de algo in Spanish, by the way. So, guys, let's do this. Let's go and check out the headlines from around the world today. Okay, so the first story of the day. The Pope has given Donald Trump a 192-page letter that he has written about climate change. So this is the Pope, who is famously pro-environment. He's very environmentally minded. He wants to, he supports pro-environmental causes. He wants to reduce global warming, and he thinks that renewable energy is the future. Donald Trump does not believe the same things. His beliefs are not in line with, they are not in line with his beliefs. Remember, we saw this yesterday. So Trump's beliefs are not in line with the Pope's beliefs. They have diametrically opposed ideas on the matter. Okay. So yes, because of this, the Pope has given Donald Trump a 192-page letter. 192 pages. So remember, when you're using a number or a phrase with a number as an adjective, you don't put an S on the end. Okay? So 192 pages letter. No, this is a 192 page letter. So I don't know how many words are on each page, but still, either way, this is a long letter. So yes, Trump was given this gift during a meeting with the Pope at the Vatican. This was all arranged. He's done the Middle East, and now he's stopped at the Vatican during his trip. So he met with the Pope, and the Pope gave him a letter detailing why the world should fight against climate change. Why the world should fight against climate change. So this is something similar to what was released in 2015. This is his his kind of ideas, his thoughts on climate change. This is called the encyclical. This was issued in 2015, and the agreement was considered a big part of President Obama's legacy. The Pope's mentality, the Pope's ideas on the matter, very much in line with Obama's thoughts. So they worked together on climate change and on reducing emissions. So this is very interesting that the Pope is giving Trump this letter. Does anyone think Trump is going to read the whole thing? I don't think so. But it's a big gesture either way. I mean, you've got China investing more and more in renewable energies, lots of European countries taking lots of measures to reduce emissions. And then you've got Trump on the other end of the spectrum. So yes, this is the Pope trying to get Trump to see the light. Regarding climate change. So it would be fascinating. I would love to see that meeting between Trump and the Pope. Must have been an interesting encounter. I can only imagine how that went. So yes, this is Trump's latest present from the Pope. A huge letter. All right, well, moving on. Talking about the Manchester attacks, the attack that we had this week on Manchester, the suicide bomb. The British police are no longer sharing information with the US. So the police investigating the bomb attack have stopped sharing information with the United States after leaks in the media. There have been leaks. So remember, a leak is a filtration of classified, of secret information. Like the famous page WikiLeaks. You've got a leak. That's where it comes from, a leak. So there has been a leak from the White House. There has been a leak from the Spanish Parliament, a leak. There have been leaks in the United States. A couple of newspapers have published classified information, or not classified, but information that could affect the investigation. So they are going to stop sharing information with the US. The UK officials were outraged. They were incensed. They were very angry when photos appearing in the New York Times showed photos of debris from the attack. Apparently this was sensitive information that the police say could have affected the investigation. This is quite a big international spat. Okay, now a spat, S-P-A-T, is a kind of argument. That's an international spat between the UK police and American intelligence agencies. The UK police, Greater Manchester police, are furious about the photos that were published in the New York Times. They said this could have jeopardized the investigation, or it could still jeopardize the investigation. So there is going to be a blackout on communication between the UK police and American intelligence agencies. Right, moving on. It seems that the US Army, that the American Army, has lost track of $1 billion worth of arms. Okay? So to lose track of something is, yes, to lose, you don't know where they are. If they've lost track of these arms, of these weapons, that means they don't know where they are. It's like perder el rastro or perder la noción. Okay? So they've lost track of $1 billion worth of weapons, of arms. Okay? So arms, A-R-M-S, can be used to refer to weapons. Guns, knives, bombs, all things like that. So those are arms. So $1 billion. Also notice the structure, $1 billion worth of $1 billion worth of arms. So this is arms whose value is $1 billion. $1 billion of arms. So, Amnesty International has urged the US and other countries to stop arms transfers. The US Army has failed to monitor over $1 billion worth of arms and other military equipment transfers to Kuwait and Iraq. This is according to Amnesty International. So they were looking at a US government audit of weapons trading, and there seems to be a hole of $1 billion. Records were incomplete. There were duplicates. There were handwritten receipts. Data just missing. All kinds of problems with the data. So this is quite a serious problem. I think a $1 billion hole is a huge hole to have in your record of what you have sold and what you have bought. So Amnesty International talking about $1 billion of arms that the US has lost track of. Yeah. Now you can say to lose track of time. Imagine if you were going to do something, then you forget. Your friend calls you and says, "Where are you?" You say, "Oh, sorry, I lost track of time." To lose track of time, it can happen. When you're traveling, sometimes you can lose track of time. It is, it's quite a common thing to happen. To lose track of time. And in this case, they've lost track of a lot of weapons, lots and lots of weapons. So that is a report there from Amnesty International. Right. So guys, that is all. Let's move on and look at something else.
Has sacado muy buena nota y eso te asegura entrar en la carrera que querías. Pero oye, escúchame, ¿qué te iba a decir? ¿Y el inglés? Luego lo vas a lamentar. No es que no tengas oportunidades, porque en Vaughan siempre encontraremos una solución para ti. ¿Pero de verdad vas a dejar pasarlo? Quiero presentarte el EMIP, o Executive Master en Inglés Profesional, un innovador programa de alto rendimiento para aprender inglés con nuestro exigente método de eficacia demostrada. ¿Por qué elegirnos? Porque llevamos más de 40 años formando a la mayor parte de los directivos de las mejores empresas de este país. Porque contamos con los mejores profesores de inglés del mercado, seleccionados mediante un riguroso proceso de formación que solo superan los mejores capacitados. Y en el Executive Master en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan, solo imparten clase los mejores profesores. Si deseas más información, llama al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
¿Estás pensando en apuntar a tus hijos a clases de inglés después del verano? En Club Junior aprenderán inglés con el método Vaughan, muy dinámico y divertido. Recibirán una formación de calidad y con profesores de todo el mundo. Clases por edades hasta los 10 años o por niveles hasta los 17 años. Llámanos sin compromiso al 91-133-5832 o entra en nuestra página web grupovaughan.com.
Pues yo este verano me voy a un sitio genial, al lado de la playa y con todo incluido.
Pues yo voy a un sitio en plena naturaleza y con nivel de inglés incluido.
¿Cómo? ¿Nivel de inglés incluido?
Sí, me voy a Vaughan Town, una manera diferente de aprovechar las vacaciones. Una inmersión de 6 días en un entorno 100% angloparlante, en un enclave único. Una manera genial de desconectar de todo y conectar con tu inglés.
Este verano apúntate a Vaughan Town. 6 días de inglés que equivalen a 500 horas de clase. Llama al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Do you Vaughan?
Oye, ¿sabes que Alberto Alonso ha escrito un libro?
Dicen que es lo más.
No, perdona. Ni uno, ni dos, ni tres. He escrito 4. English Everywhere, This Book is the Milk, This Book is the Remilk y el nuevo, English on the Go, que es todo un viaje. Y ahora te puedes llevar los 4 en un super pack. Y te regalamos los CDs Everyday English 1 y 2.
¿En serio?
Y tan en serio, my friend.
Consigue ya tu super pack de libros de Alberto Alonso con CDs Everyday English 1 y 2 de regalo en la sección de tienda de grupovaughan.com. ¿Do you Vaughan?
Okay, guys, so remember the question today is to lose of something means to lose consciousness of something, to not know what is going on with something. What is the missing word? Okay, moving on a little bit more headlines, then we'll move on to something else. First of all, Barack Obama has told a Berlin audience, "We can't hide behind a wall." So Mr. Obama here, he has been asking for international engagement. He told a huge audience in Berlin that we can't hide behind a wall. Talking about democracy and global responsibility, he's saying that, you know, that we need more international cooperation. He said one way we can do a better job is to create more opportunities for people in their home countries. So he's talking directly against Donald Trump's mentality, basically. Okay, talking if there are disruptions in the countries, if there is bad governance, if there is war, if there is poverty, in this new world that we live in, we can't isolate ourselves. We can't behind a wall. So talking out against, speaking out against isolationist policies, trying to stimulate more international communication and collab. So that's a key speech there in Berlin. Moving on, Chris Cornell's widow. This is Chris Cornell, the singer of Soundgarden and Audioslave, also had a solo career, who died this week. Reports are that he hanged himself, that it was a suicide. His widow has been saying that he was not himself the night he died. He was not himself. She said that he was on medication. It was a medication that affected his judgment. And she was saying that he was not himself. She has also apologized for not being with him the night that he died. So there's going to be a lot of... They've already cremated him, but I think there's going to be a tribute concert in his name soon. Right, guys, that is all for that, though. Let's move on and let's check out some good deeds.
Deeds.
Okay, so continuing the series of celebrity good deeds. So we've seen a couple. Remember, we were looking at George Michael yesterday. Looking at some of the good deeds that he's been. We've also seen Taylor Swift. We've also seen the Taylor Swift good deeds. One that is not so well known is the RZA from the Wu-Tang Clan, a famous rap outfit. He's one of the members. He's also one that likes to keep his good deeds hidden. One of his fans was injured and in hospital, and he used to go to the hospital every day and visit the kid and like hang out with him, talk to him, tell him stories and stuff. But you know, he never really announced it. So the RZA, RZA, by the way, is today's good deed celebrity. Right, guys, but no more time for that because we've got to move on. We've got to move and look at something else.
The weirdest and the wackiest.
Okay, some strange news here, guys. Some weird and wacky news. So, in New Jersey, a man angry that he could not pump his own gas, that he punched a worker. So this is a gas station attendant. So if you work in a gas station, you are a gas station attendant, was punched during an argument over who could pump the gas. So pumping the gas is inserting the gasoline, the petrol, into your car. Yeah. So this was at a 7-Eleven. The driver got into an argument with the attendant after the attendant told him that he could not pump his own gas. So yes, the argument got more and more heated. The man got angrier and angrier, and he ended up punching the attendant in the face. So the suspect then fled. They disappeared. And the police have released images of the man, but he has not been apprehended yet. He has not been arrested by the police yet. But yeah, he wanted to pump his own gas. He didn't want someone else to do it for him. I can't see that as being a big deal myself, but for this man, it was definitely a big deal. He did not want anyone else to pump his own gas. No, sir. He was going to pump his own gas. Yes, remember that in Britain we say petrol, but in America they say gas, which is short for gasoline. For British speakers, it always seems weird for British English speakers, because you know gas is you got liquid, solid, and gas. It's a state of matter, you know, and gas is not gas. Gas is a liquid, so it's always seemed strange to me that one. But anyway, yes, yeah, so. This guy got punched in the face for trying to do his job and trying to help the guy pump his gas. All right, what else is going on in the world of weird and wacky news? Well, we've got in Germany. The headline here is German metalheads construct beer pipeline for Wacken. So this is Wacken Open Air Festival. It's constructing a 7-kilometer network of pipes to pipe beer into the festival. So this is a festival in northern Germany. This is a metal festival, a heavy metal festival, and apparently 40,000 liters are going to be taken to the festival for 75,000 metal fans. They attend this event each year. They consume an average of 5.1 litres each over the three-day festival. So, for example, if you look at the Rock AM Ring Festival, this is another festival over there, a rock one, they only drink 3.1 litres each. So the metalheads, the metalers, seem to drink more than the rockers over there in festival circuit. So, yeah, they're actually creating, you know, normally in festivals, you don't create a beer pipeline. You just have bars with kegs, with barrels. But they're actually having to create a like, as if it were a tap, as if it were the water mains, they're doing a beer one instead. So, if you do like beer and if you do like metal, then this is the festival for you. Wacken, or maybe it's pronounced Wacken. I don't know. Right, guys, so that is all for the weirdest and wackiest. Just check out the vocabulary there. A pipeline, it's for water, for any other liquids. Also, a keg is a type of, you know, a barrel for containing beer. A beer keg, K-E-G, keg. So beer keg. Also, to out-drink, I said the metal fans out-drink the rock fans. It's like if you outperform someone, you perform better. If you outdrink someone, you drink better or you drink more than them. Yeah. Out to perform, to outdo as well. To outdo someone is to outperform, to do better. You can say to, he's out, you know, you can use it for various verbs. I have out eaten. Well, you wouldn't use it for, yeah, you can only use it for some certain ones. Right, guys, let's move on. Let's check out what today is.
Today is...
Okay, guys, what is... By the way, if you're listening for the first time, guys, the show is normally a lot better than today. It's possibly my worst show, I was just saying to Juanjo. The show must go on, guys. So today is Geek Pride Day. Geek Pride. Now, a geek is un friki. A geek. G-E-E-K. Nerd as well, you can say. This is Geek Pride Day. So celebrating geeks and geekiness. If you love science fiction or Star Wars or computer programming, any of those things, I think it's more acceptable to be a geek these days. Maybe since the internet, geeks have found a way to interact more. We also say these days in modern English, I mean, we've said it for a long time, but it's much more common now to say, like, for example, I'm a maths geek, or you could say I'm a Game of Thrones geek. You can be a geek for a specific thing, like really, and you can geek out on something. Like, I'm going to geek out on this. It's when you read a lot about it, do lots of research. I'm going to geek out on The Wire, for example, TV series. Find out about it. I am, by the way, a Wire geek. You know, when you're obsessed with something, you love something, you spend too much time reading about it and thinking about it. You're a geek for that thing. Okay, today is also Wine Day. It's also National Wine Day in the States. So whether you prefer red or white, it's the day for all wine lovers. Okay? And it is also Towel Day. Towel. Yes, to dry yourself. So towels get their own day. I don't know if it's hand towels as well as bath towels. All kinds of towels get their own day today. So it's Wine Day and it is Towel Day. Right, guys. So let's look at this question I asked you. To lose of something means to not know what is going on. The answer was to lose track of something. Yeah. So you lose track of time. You lose track of what is happening. Oh, I've lost track. I've lost track of where he is. Okay, so to lose track of, that was the expression that I was looking for. So well done, you got it right. Well, guys, up next, you've got Mr. David with his show. Check out David's show, The Sound of English. I'll be back tomorrow at 1:30 for more Daily Vaughan. So if you want podcasts of other shows, you can check them out. And if you enjoyed this show, well done. You can also check out the podcast for this one too. Right, guys, I'm going to go. It's been a pleasure as always. Until tomorrow, have a great day and keep studying.